Dear Nobody. Why does it feel so good to do things that are bad for us?
Why does it feel good to do things that are bad for us? What does it mean for something to feel good? This reminds me of the story of the wise sage. But we already talked about the wise sage last episode. Why, were you not listening to the wise sage? You remember the wise sage is driving and then gets in the accident and his friends say, "Oh, you are so unlucky." And the wise sage says, "Maybe." You see, the wise sage is not categorizing things as good or bad necessarily, because the wise sage understands the limits of their point of view, and that perhaps on a universal scale, everything is good. There have been so many car episodes lately. The wise sage driving in the car, the drive down the autobahn, where you met U2, and ultimately a clone of yourself, and a talking rock. Do you remember these episodes? And so, to continue our driving metaphors here on Nobody Knows, if you find yourself rejecting the reality of what is, you are driving against the current. It is best to not be a Geisterfahrer or a ghostwriter, someone who goes against the flow of the universe. That kind of resistance will bring you a great deal of suffering. We could also talk about science. There's probably a scientific reason why things that feel good for us are bad, in the sense of eating lots of sugar. There's a kind of evolutionary drive to eat calorie-dense foods, to have energy, to procreate. We often hear about the lizard brain, and the lizard brain looks for a kind of stasis. It wants to be the right temperature and to have a good amount of food and to have shelter. Our brain was built over time, yes? As our consciousness has evolved. And so as we build up the frontal lobe, we begin to have more empathy and these kinds of social constructions. But still, of course, underneath is the lizard brain telling us it is good for me to eat a lot. It is good for me to have a lot of stimulation, to have a lot of sexual activity.
Have you ever felt the compulsive desire to check your email?
Where does that come from?
Well, it comes from this lower form of consciousness.
Always wanting something new.
Some kind of stimulation to come in.
Oh, is that an email?
Oh, there's another email. And oh, there comes another email.
I'm a prize winner. I've won a prize.
Another email?
From my aunt.
From Ohio.
Checking in, wondering if the package came to me.
There's another email that comes.
It says meeting has been moved from 2 until 3.
And then another email comes.
Oh, it's from the credit card company. That's not very exciting.
Oh, there comes another email.
This one's from my producer.
What does the producer want from me this time?
Emails.
Messages. Little pop-ups.
A little green box is coming up and I want to talk with my friends.
My fingers are moving very quickly and typing out messages.
Hello, hello, hello.
There are so many people interested in talking to me.
Oh, some little text.
Hello, 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 hello.
So all of these things appeal to this part of us that wants more stimulation and experiences. In a way, those things feel good. But because they often take us out of the present moment, they could be said to be bad. Some of these things that feel good for you feel good in the present moment, but are not good later. So then, nobody, can you help me understand how aligning myself with the present moment would not simply make me behave in a way that is entirely invested in my present feelings? Well, nobody can explain that. When you feel that impulse to do something in the present moment that will feel good, you are often following a compulsive pattern of behavior. Something deep in that lizard brain because if you're saying it is bad, there must also be a feeling that this thing that feels good is not entirely good. Where is that sense of it being bad coming from? Are you having that guilt in that very moment? Does it come later? Is it coming from someone else's judgment of you? These are things that you must disentangle to understand what is good for you in the present moment. So, in this instance, nobody is encouraging you to be a Geisterfahrer, a ghost rider, in the sense of resisting the urge to always respond to these little notifications, to do what might be healthier for your mind, but still at the same time, not to be a ghost rider. Not to go against the flow of what is. And this is what you are responsible for in your pursuit of doing good and bad. And once you have done that, you will see more clearly it is what it is.